September 11, 2001. My day begins at 4 a.m. A patient has died. I go to pronounce. Humility and compassion is the mood. The niece stays with me. We wait for the medical examiner to call back. We talk. She seems even more polished and kind the more I get to know her. She tells me family history, shows me photos. She asks about me. Learns how I came to be a nurse, that I am divorced, but happy, and somewhat fulfilled. Finally, when the mortician comes, we hug goodbye. She adds a kiss on the cheek, and I return it. Intimate, poignant death. I walk out into the sunlight, feeling depth, satisfaction, compassion. A man runs after me, saying something about a bomb. I say, "Oh, someone made a bomb threat? No, the World Trade Center has blown up and the Pentagon. Oh, this is a sick joke, isn't it? Listen to the radio," he says. "They're talking about it everywhere." Shock, disbelief, unhinging is the mood. I drive to work puzzled and sore from death. TVs are blaring everywhere. Over and over again, planes fly into buildings. Everyone goes home by 2 in the afternoon, except me. I'm on duty until the next morning, on call for the dying. I am alone. I cannot sleep. It's the longest night in history. There's talk of Armageddon and 5,000 people disintegrating with no trace. The shallowness of culture, habit, money falls away. Nothing is important anymore. But love, family, treating each other well. Night passes with wavering uncertainty. This is the end of life as we've known it. This is the end of life as we've dreamed it. This is the end of life and our assumption of safety.